Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. Joining me in studio right now with Rotary Club of Dryden is a president of the Rotary Club, Leanne Benson. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning, Richard.
And John Carlucci is also here. John is the chair of the Dryden Rotary Charitable Foundation. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Richard.
Now, you're here this morning. You've stopped by this morning. Tell us why and what you can tell us about the Rotary Club of Dryden and what you've been doing recently, Leanne.
Thanks, Richard. We thought about coming to CKDR and thought it was appropriate as it's the home of our Bingo Thursday nights. I'm here to reach out to the community so the community can get to know us as a club a little bit better. We've been around for a little while, and I should point out this morning I'm mostly going to talk about our local focus. We do have an international affiliation, of course. We are a local club with a long history. We were organized in the spring of 1942, in the middle of World War II, at a meeting at the old Central Hotel, our first president being Alfred Pitt. I'm sure many people have heard that name. And so for 82 years, come April 15, we have been involved in support of this community and the projects. One of the first, of course, was a new community hospital in 1957. At this moment, we are 65 members strong with an equal balance and complement of women and men, and we're very busy. You've seen us around, I hope, and heard that our local projects are the Thursday Bingo, the Lucky Duck Race, Rotary Community Garden, which was a big one this past summer, the Highway Cleanup, Hazardous Waste Day, the Dryden Ice Dogs 50-50 draw, the warm winter wear recently, and the essential care kits, and of course the books for sharing.
Leanne, can you elaborate on what it takes to get the many projects done?
Well, that's really part of the good news story this morning. We've recorded some of the volunteer hours, and we just want to let folks in Dryden know that Dryden people are volunteering to make Dryden better. And so from July 1st of this year to date, Rotary members have volunteered a total of 487 recorded hours, which would be about 20 days and 7 hours. Some of the projects require many hands to make the work light, such as the Hazardous Waste Day, just for one, which required 64 hours to make that happen. Because of the over 90 hours of volunteer time of Rotarian members, and John will refer more to this, put in this fall with Bingo, for example, the foundation has been able to award $34,450. And we're only one-third of the way through our Bingo fundraising for the year. Behind the scenes, John is logging all kinds of hours, and he will talk to that. So this is just a fraction of the time volunteered by Dryden folks. We also have friends of Rotary who contribute many hours along with Rotarians.
Are there any other events you help out with in the community or elsewhere, Leanne?
We help with our community partners and other service groups, Kinsmen, the Trillium Lions, the Lions. We're there for the Fall Fest, the Canada Day and Treaty 3 Pancake Breakfast. We run this city, the Legion Meat Draws, and of course Meals on Wheels. Some of our members dedicate many hours to international causes too, such as the global eradication of polio, Shelterbox, the Ripple Effect, which promotes education and literacy in Guatemala and has made the building of 85 schools there possible, and the Amarax Society, which is the Rotary Club of Dryden's signature literacy program. It provides literacy education in urban slums in Bangladesh by educating mothers who in turn must agree to teach 5 children in their neighborhood. We offer numerous programs for youth in the area. Our members support youth exchange programs, summer camps for leadership, Model United Nations Assembly, adventures in agriculture, technology, human rights, citizenship, and international summer camps. Many hours are happily given for all of these programs, and it's a good time of year to share that good news.
Incredible efforts by the Rotary Club. Where can we learn more about the Rotary Club of Dryden, Leanne?
Well, we actually have a very user-friendly website. You can learn a lot more about what we do and how you can get involved in helping our community at www.drydenrotary.org. Or if you're on Facebook, follow us at Rotary Club of Dryden.
Thank you, Leanne. All right, that's Leanne Benson, president of the Rotary Club of Dryden. We better give John a little bit of airtime here. John Carlucci, the chair of Dryden Rotary Charitable Foundation. John, talk about the foundation and its role and take it from there.
Thanks, Richard, and thanks, Leanne, for doing this for us. The foundation, from my understanding, started back in about 2005. A group of us got together, came up with some ideas for fundraising, and to be honest, who would have thought it would have been this successful? And to date, date, we've raised approximately $2.5 million since 2005, which is basically all the money goes back into the communities, right? We'll support the locally Dryden, Sulicote, Redleg, Ignace, Mation. We have to stay within our area based on lottery license rules, right? So we have to stay within those guidelines. The mandates for the applications are usually approved to covering youth, poverty, health, and community mandates. So there is a process, and you can apply on the website that Leanne had mentioned. As you talk about volunteers, we've probably to do a bingo season, you're probably looking at around 450 hours of volunteer time. And when I equate that to, we average roughly $270,000 a year and equates to about $600 per volunteer hour, which is outstanding for a community of this size. And honestly, it's people play it every week. So it's not every week, but most of the weeks. Yeah, and we usually start October, end in April. You know, we have 26 games, and that includes the two monster bingos. So we have such a great committee. We meet four times a year, depending on what we need to do. And we disperse the funds at that point. So November, February, May is when we usually meet, and then we have a meeting after that just to see where we're at. Again, applications go in, we get approved, and as long as they meet the mandates, we can take a look at whether it can be approved or not, right? Because we have certain rules that we have to follow through the process. We work closely with the Rotary Club of Sulicote because they do distribute a lot of our cards, so they do assist us. So we are operated by the Dryden Rotary Club, but we are a separate foundation. It all works together. Some really good members, and all Rotarians belong to the club, and usually any Rotarian can attend a meeting. But big shout out to Pat Riggi. She's been doing this for a lot of years, and she basically organizes the whole thing from sending out the cards to collecting the money to making sure everything falls into place, making sure we have callers and ball rollers and people taking phone calls. So big shout out to her. She does an incredible amount of work. And out of that 450 hours, she is probably a big portion of it. And my role as the chair is just, you know, proud to be that. And when I freed up some time, I decided I would like to join, and that's what I've done. So that's where we're at.
All right, John Carlucci, chair of Dryden Rotary Charitable Foundation and president of Rotary Club of Dryden, Leanne Benson. Again, the Rotary Club of Dryden doing good things, not only in Dryden, but around Northwestern Ontario, and do support when you can. And remember, members of the Rotary Club who are doing this, volunteering their time to make our communities better.